Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This show doesn't stink. It's awesome.
Could you whisper in my ear the things you want to feel? I'll give you anything to feel it coming. Do you wake up on your own? I wonder where you are. Live with all your faults. I want to wake up where you are. I won't say anything at all. So why don't you smile?
All right, welcome back.
God, they were good in concert.
As Dana said right before we came back on the air, I don't know how you're going to get into this story.
Sometimes you just got to lay it out.
And I said, Dana, I'm just going to get right into it, I guess.
Throw it out there. And if you're listening and you want to throw it back, that's fine.
Story here from The Sun. For most people, for most people, having two nipples is the norm. But one doctor has now revealed the one place you would never think you would find a nipple. TikTokers have been making videos about how their moles are actually additional nipples. Several users posted clips of their extra nipples, with some appearing below the ones on their chest and others showing up in their armpits.
Where would you want yours to be?
If I had to have a third nipple?
Yeah, if you had to have one.
Right in the middle, baby.
Unicorn eye, no.
Right there on the
sternum. No, I'm being serious.
I am being serious.
I would say way back on your back somewhere where no one
will
ever see it.
You want a nipple on your back?
Well, I wouldn't want it in the middle staring at me like a cyclops.
Well, when you go to the pool, though, posting on TikTok, Dr. Karan Rajan said you can actually get nipples on your feet. The NHS doctor referenced a 2010 medical paper which examined a man who thought he had a mole growing on his foot. Dr. Rajan explained...
There's a photo.
It turns out, and it even looks like one too, doesn't it? It turns out it was actually a nipple and areola complex.
There's a word for this.
He said that in 2016, doctors found breast tissue and a nipple on the foot of a woman.
There is a scientific medical term for a third nipple.
You want to share with everybody?
Pseudomama.
Pseudomama.
You got yourself a pseudomama.
When doctors removed this lump, they even found ducts and sweat glands normally found in the breast. Although extra nipples and breast tissue normally appear on the mammary line, they can technically be anywhere. Having a third nipple is rare, said Dr. Rajan. It occurs in about 1% of all people.
It has to be lower than 1%.
He says it occurs in 1% of people.
Some of the foot nipples can, in fact, sometimes lactate.
No way. No way.
Quoting here from the good doctor, the mammary line is an embryonic remnant. And some of these nipples found on the feet can, in fact, sometimes lactate. Can I ask you a question, Scott?
Dana, go ahead.
If you have one of these, do you shop at the Good Teat Store?
I don't know. The Good Teat Store.
And can we discuss what a pedicure looks like?
Okay.
You are harassing me, sir!
Touching me in my private places. No, I'm actually just giving you a foot massage. I know!
One woman discovered... oh, God. She could breastfeed from her armpit.
Okay.
After
That's
she
disgusting.
Noticed white liquid seeping out. Doctors examined the patient and found a round, firm lymph node that did release white discharge when pressed. That was in Portugal.
Well, maybe it was a zit and it popped.
No, they've examined her, Scott. It's an armpit nipple.
Okay. You know, this was an episode of Friends, right?
I believe Chandler has a third nipple.
It was called he called it his nubbin. Yes.
His nubbin.
Do you remember this episode?
I remembered. Here's what's funny. Out of all the Friends episodes, I do remember Chandler having a third nipple.
Whip it out. Whip it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on. There's nothing to see. It's just a tiny bump. It's totally useless.
Oh, as opposed to your other multifunctional nipples.
I can't believe you. You told me it was a nubbin.
Joey, what do you think a nubbin was?
I don't know. You see something, you hear a word. I thought that's what it was. Let me see it again.
Yeah, show
no,
us.
No,
show us
no,
the nubbin.
No, no.
Joey was in a porno movie.
Okay, all right, that went south.
The phones were ringing. I don't know that there's a topic here. I don't know what the topic would be. I would have this removed if you have one. I would not breastfeed a baby out of your armpit.
Let me ask you this. If they're so common, which is to say 1%.
God, I find that hard to believe.
1%. How come I've never known anyone?
Because I don't think that's something you go around advertising, Scott. How was your day? Good. What about those Chiefs? I know. Isn't Patrick Mahomes great? Did I ever tell you I had a third nipple? It's just not coming up in conversation with anyone.
I had a buddy in high school who had four.
Four?
Four nipples. Yeah, two that were the normal ones, and then two that just looked like moles, but were...
Where
nipples.
Were they strategically placed, may I
one,
ask?
I believe, I never saw them, but I believe one was like on his lower stomach on the right
you
side
never,
and the other
wait,
was
wait,
on
wait,
the
wait,
chest.
Wait, hang on. I believe most every word that ever comes out of your mouth. I don't believe you right now.
I promise
you're you're telling me that you had a friend who had four nipples.
Yes.
And you never asked him to show you?
I did not ask to see his four nipples.
I would, if I had a friend who had four nipples, I would demand to be able to see them.
Wait a minute. From the BBC, I always trust the BBC, by the way.
So do I.
What do Mark Wahlberg, Tilda Swinton, Lily Allen, and Bill Paxton have in common? For one thing, they're all very, very famous.
Well, and Bill Paxton's dead.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Okay, they did not bury him with two nipples. He had three.
Really?
Another thing these four individuals have in common is that they have extra nipples, a third one to be exact. Although there are humans who have had as many as six, the mind boggles. The first formal description came in 1878. One study found a prevalence of 0.22% in the Hungarian population. White American infants come in at 0.6%. Black American infants, 1.6%.
So that would even out to about 1%.
And the highest number is Israeli Arabic children at 4.7.
Dang.
And German children come in at 5.6.
Oh, the Germans.
Yeah.
Wait, Scott, I'm confused. How was I supposed to go about asking this buddy who I was minorly acquainted with in high
school? How did you find out that he had four?
Yeah, obviously he told you.
Well, then it would be at that moment. If someone's going to share that, you would say, I mean, okay, that's cool, I guess.
The second the buddy says, I've got four nipples, is the moment you say, I don't believe you, show me.
No, I wouldn't say show me. I would say, where?
That's what I said, and he told me, but we were in the hallway in high school. I was going to be like, hey, man, I want to see your nipples, bro.
Now, the Office of Rare Diseases in the National Institutes of Health considers, there's also another word for them, supernumerary nipples, a rare disease, which means fewer than 200,000 people within the United States have them.
Fewer than how many?
200,000 people, which means there's probably a listener. Yep, there go the phone. Come on in, baby.
Whip it out. Whip it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on. There's nothing to see. It's just a tiny bump. It's totally useless.
Oh, as opposed to your other multifunctional nipples.
I can't believe you. You told me it was a nubbin.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.